Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The 2016 campaign season is now in full swing as the Republican candidates for president had their second set of debates last night, these on CNN. The frontrunner, Donald Trump, repeatedly found himself under attack last night by the other candidates. Several times he was made the target by former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina, the only woman in the GOP race. As she's moved up in the polls in recent weeks, Fiorina has been a target of criticism from Trump. So last night, Fiorina was asked about Trump's recent statement when Trump asked whether anyone could imagine Fiorina's face being that of a president. Her response produced one of the evening's key exchanges.
You know, it's interesting to me. Mr. Trump said that he heard Mr. Bush very clearly and what Mr. Bush said. I think women all over this country heard very clearly what Mr. Trump said.
Joining us now to talk about last night's debate is analyst Dan Lothian, former White House correspondent for CNN, who many moons ago was also a reporter here in Boston. That's Dan, thanks for coming in and good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I want to ask you, first of all, if you were a Republican looking to learn something about substance and these candidates to help you make a decision about which one to support, who were you impressed by, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, we just heard from Carly Fiorina, and I think that if you can point to anyone who really stood out, I think that's the name. And it's very difficult to stand out in such a big, crowded field. But you know, it was the first time that we saw her on this big stage, and I thought she handled herself well. She was tough on foreign policy, talked about beefing up our military. But she was also just good at handling Donald Trump, who typically sucks all the air out of these debates. And I think she took him on in such a powerful way. And in the end, I believe is the winner.
Let's talk about Trump for a second. He repeatedly talked last night about how he was a great businessman. And it felt for at least a while last night like he was a one-trick pony. Did he hurt himself last night?
You know, it's possible, and we'll have to see how the poll numbers play out now after this debate. Typically, Donald Trump is very loud, strong, forceful throughout the entire debate. He came out with that sort of off-the-cuff remark out of nowhere going after Senator Rand Paul, and I thought that was going to set the tone for the rest of the debate. But once it got into the substance and everyone started talking about foreign policy matters, he got very quiet. And except for, you know, when he was brought in because someone mentioned his name, we didn't hear from Donald Trump. So it'll be interesting to see if that hurts him at all, because he typically continues to get big bounces coming out of debates or coming out of some of these remarks that he typically will say.
Well, Dan, here was Donald Trump mixing it up with Jeb Bush.
Your brother and your brother's administration gave us Barack Obama because it was such a disaster those last 3 months that Abraham Lincoln couldn't have been elected.
You know what? As it relates to my brother, there's one thing I know for sure. He kept us safe. I don't know if you remember, Donald.
You know, everyone thought going into the debate that Jeb Bush needed to make a strong showing last night, as it has been expected all along, right, that he would be one of the front runners, but he stuck way down in the middle of the pack. How did Bush fare last night?
I think he did well. And even Donald Trump referred to the fact that he had more energy this time around. But, you know, that's an area where I think, at least in that exchange, where Donald Trump could have hurt himself, where he was going after President Bush, going after Republican president. And President Bush, the former President Bush, got a lot of other Republicans to come to his defense after that exchange. And so I think that, you know, Bush certainly stood out. Is he going to move anywhere in the polls? I don't know. But I certainly believe that he had more energy than we've seen from him in the past.
Who else do you think did well last night?
Wow. I think if you look at the entire field, you know, not just the second debate, but the warm-up, if you will, to the debate, I thought that, you know, Ben Carson did well. He was quiet, but very thoughtful, very methodical in all his remarks. I think he comes out looking strong and could continue to move up if we see that Donald Trump slips a bit coming out of this. I thought Lindsey Graham also did well in the earlier debate. He was having that toe-to-toe with Bobby Jindal, and the moderator let that go on for a little while. And what I thought was important about that is that he seemed to be saying, look, I do have experience. I've done things that some of the others have not done. But I'm also someone who is honest, and I'm not going to promise anything that I can't deliver on. And that, I think, is playing to the sense and the feeling of the voters out there. They don't trust Washington. They don't like what they've seen from the establishment. A lot of politicians promise things out on the campaign trail, and they don't deliver. And I think that Senator Lindsey Graham did a good job of taking that position.
In the last few days, we've had one Republican presidential candidate drop out, former Texas Governor Rick Perry. After these two affairs last night, who do you think's at risk for being the next one to fall by the wayside?
Wow. I think that's a difficult one to predict. What I can say is that Governor Chris Christie probably was at risk of disappearing. And I thought last night he had a strong showing. I thought that after the comments that he made about 9/11, his personal experience with his wife and the fear of losing his wife and having to raise children on his own, and then using that to back up his position that you need to be tough on foreign policy, that you can't sit back all the time and just debate and have conversations, but that you sometimes have to use force. I think he ends up getting a little bit of life coming out of the debates.
All right, let me ask you one more question. The three outsiders, the three true political outsiders in this race, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, and Carly Fiorina, account for about 50% of the Republican voters at the polls for now. Do you see that changing in the coming weeks as this race goes forward before the next GOP debate next month in Colorado?
You know, I really don't think so. This is one of those election cycles, these campaign cycles, that experience is not as important. In fact, it can be a liability because people are so frustrated with what has been going on in Washington. And they are willing to give an outsider, someone who hasn't been tainted by Washington, a chance. And that's why you see someone like, you know, Donald Trump really has gone from celebrity to curiosity and now to a contender doing well in the polls. You have Dr. Ben Carson right behind him, and now Carly Fiorina, who has moved up from sixth place to third place in some of the polls. And so I think that's the trend that we're seeing. People want someone who isn't tainted by Washington. That's who they're supporting.
Dan Lothian, thank you very much for coming in. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Dan Lothian is a former CNN correspondent and is co-founder of the Positive Impact website, heartbeings.com.